Vedic literature, one who is fortunate enough and has developed taste, the nectar that coming out from Srimad Bhagavatam, one who has developed taste for it, he will never aspire for any other shastra. Nigamakala patra galitam phalav sukha mukhadam uta drava sanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuravo rasika bhuyuhavuka. Srimad Bhagavatam, the most ripened, sweetest, nectarian, juicy fruit of Nigamakala Pataru, the Vedic tree, is only nectarian juice. You may taste wherever you like, adhye, madhye, antye, in the beginning, in the end, or in the middle. Wherever you like, you may taste, is only nectarian juice. We invite such devotees to come again and again to taste this nectarian juice, Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyang vaisuryamanayang krishni paramapurusi bhakti rutpadidipunsa soka moho bhayapaha. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam one can very easily develop Krishna bhakti. Someone can develop Krishna bhakti soka moho bhayapaha. His material fears, lamentation, delusions will be completely destroyed. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam one can develop such Krishna bhakti. He hears from the right source. Sthāne sthitā śrutigatāṁ tanubhāṁ manobhīr ja prāya so ajīto jīto apya sishta istrilokyam. Statement given by Lord Brahma, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever position one may be, no need of changing position. Let him be there in that position, but one thing should be done. Sthāne sthitā śrutigatāṁ tanubhāṁ manobhīr ja prāya so ajīto jīto apya sishta istrilokyam. He should only hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Daily should approach Bhakta Bhagavata and hear this Grantha Bhagavata from him, study Bhagavata under his guidance. Then he will develop such Krishna bhakti. Sudhyodantanubhangmanabhirjaprayasajito-jito. Thereby he will conquer the unconquerable. Who is unconquerable? Krishna is unconquerable in three worlds. He will be able to conquer that unconquerable Krishna. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, such bhakti will be developed. This is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So before reading Srimad Bhagavatam, glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasraya, Prati Shloke Prati Akshuri Nanarthapaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a mere book. It's Krishna Tulya Bhagavata is as good as Krishna himself. As Krishna is Vibhu, Srimad Bhagavatam is also Vibhu. Sarvasraya. As we take shelter, also take shelter of Krishna, the Lord takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vibhu Sarvasraya. Prati Shloke, Prati Akshure, Nanarthapaya. In every verse, even in every word, even in every letter, you will find many, many meanings are there. Such is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, if all the books from the library of the world will be destroyed, there will no harm only if Srimad Bhagavatam is there. If Srimad Bhagavatam is there, there will no harm. Contents everything and gives the highest thing, Krishna Premurti. Prema Pumartha Maham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matam Idam Tatradharanabara. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matam Idam Tatradharana. This is Mahaprabhu's opinion. Prema Pumartha Mahan Prem Bhakti Tattva has been described here, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we accept, we develop interest in it, we develop test in it. We never develop test in any other, we never aspire for any other. Such is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata jena mane se javana sama tar sastha se janme janme prabhu jan. One who doesn't accept Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings, conclusions given in Srimad Bhagavatam is mritsa and javan. He will be punished life after life by Jamaraj. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam. Time is very short. Let us begin. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 14, text 22. Api kamaye tum dante. Zati karavani alam. Jathamang nati rochanti. Murtam pratipalayo. Api kamaye tum ti prati karavani alam. Jathamang nati rochanti. Murtam pratipalayo. Lesson by Srila Prabhupada. Even though it is not possible to pay you, I shall satisfy your sex desire immediately for the sake of begetting children. But you must wait for only a few seconds so that others may not reproach me. Please repeat translation. Even though it is not possible to repay you, I shall satisfy your sex desire immediately for the sake of begetting children. But you must wait for only a few seconds so that others may not reproach me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The henpecked husband may not be able to repay his wife for all the benefits that he derives from her. But as for begetting children by fulfilling sexual desire, it is not at all difficult for any husband unless he is thoroughly impotent. This is a very easy task for a husband under normal conditions. In spite of Kasyapa's being very eager, he requested her to wait for a few seconds so that others might not reproach him. He explains his position as follows. Next verse will say that this particular time is most inauspicious because at the time the horrible-looking ghosts and constant companions of Lord of the ghosts are visible. So there is some auspicious time that you should wait for a few seconds, said that thing. So Diti, the wife of Kasyapa, was requesting her husband, Kasyapa, to satisfy her sex desire in an auspicious hour, moment. That is here. It is said that the woman's sex desire is 9 times greater than that of men. That is there. Sex desire 9 times greater than that of men. So how they can be controlled? That is question. And an ideal husband is he who fulfills the demands of his wife, the ideal husband. The wife has many demands. It's very difficult to satisfy a woman. You may satisfy Krishna, but it's very difficult to satisfy a woman. Such insatisfaction is there. You understand? And the Marjada Purushottama Lord Ram, you'll find, is Marjada Purushottama, who never disobeys the Vedic etiquette. And for our teaching, this is for teaching. He is ideal in all respect. He is ideal husband. When his wife Sita Devi said, please go and catch that golden deer roaming there. I want it. Golden deer. It's not actual deer, it's illusory deer. Maya Murga. That demon Maricha, what a gem such a form. Sita Devi wanted it. Didn't Lord Ram know that it was an illusory deer? He knew. But when his wife requested, he ran behind her. He didn't say. No, it's illusory deer. Because that's the ideal husband. He has to fulfill the demands of his wife. That is needed. One who has accepted a wife, he has to fulfill her demands. Otherwise, shall create havoc. Create havoc. Intolerable. All home atmosphere will turn into hellish atmosphere. Such great sustain. You see. Though abhala, you see, say abhala. Abhala means very weak, but very strong insight. Very strong insight. But they are known as abhala. Abhala means very weak. But so strong insight. In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam find, Urvasi has said that thing to King Pururava, who was Indra once. Brukha ime, these are tigress. Why you will be devoured by the tigress? Brukha ime. It's a brukha. Brukha means tigress. But outwardly abhala, very weak. Inside so strong. Very tricky. Cunning to fulfill their desires. The demands. They have so many demands. And you have to fulfill as a husband. Otherwise, situation will be a hellish situation. So now Kasyapa Muni is all right. I'll fulfill your sex desire. Because he has accepted the wife. The wife is demanding now. In an auspicious moment, auspicious hour, still he said, please wait for a few moments. You understand? But what is that? Human life is rarely achieved, durlabham manusam janamam. Out of 80 for lots of species of life, this human life is rarely achieved, durlabham. It's a durlabham. What is the purpose of the human life? Is it the purpose of human life to be engaged in this eating, sleeping, defending and mating? Ahar nidra bhayamaitunam pasunam dharmah. The animals, other than human beings, they are engaged in four things, eating, sleeping, defending, mating. It's pasunam dharmah. Pasudharma. And if you adopt the same principle of dharma, being a human being, who has given this opportunity of attaining the highest level of consciousness, a worm in this stool also enjoys sex. Enjoys sex, isn't it? A worm in the stool. If you do like that, is there any difference between that worm in the stool and yourself? Krumina kyadantaram. Is there any difference? No difference. Why have you become human being? You have to achieve some highest purpose. Fifth purusartha, labdha, sudulavayita, bahusambhavante. Manusya marthada manitya mapiya dhira. Nurdeha madhyam sulabham sudullabham plavam sukalapam guru karnadharam durlabham manusam janamam tadapya dhruvam arthadam. Many, many, many places you'll find in Srimad Bhagavatam this has been said. Durlabham manusam janamam. Human birth is durlabha, really achieved. What is the purpose? Arthada. Arthada. It is arthada. Arthada means it will give you fifth purusartha. Dharma, artha, kam, mokya. You know it? Four purusarthas. Above these four is fifth purusartha, panchama purusartha, parama purusartha, supreme purusartha. It is Krishna prem bhakti. Isn't it? Do you understand me? Krishna prem bhakti. This human life is meant for this. This human life is not meant for adopting pasunang dharmam. You understand? Sarvatra labhyate daivat jatha দুঃখং অযত্নত স্বর্গে নরক এ বচ ইউ মে গো টু হিভেনলি প্ল্যানেটস এন্ড নরক দি নেদার প্ল্যানেটস হোয়ার এভার ইউ মে গো অল দিস সেন্স গ্রাটিফিকেশন সেন্স এনজয়মেন্ট ইজ অ্যাভেলেবল wherever. But this human life is not meant for it. It is meant for this attainment of this highest perfection, highest fulfillment, highest purpose, this attainment of fifth purusartha, Krishna prem bhakti. It cannot be attained in other form of life. That is what needed. But this is this marriage, accepting husband and accepting wife. Why shall we accept husband? A wife will accept husband and a man will accept a wife. What is the purpose? It's not the purpose to enjoy sex like other animals. So what Bhagavatam says, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Prema Pungarthamaha. Spotless proof. Bhagavata Janamane se Javana Sama. Tar Sasta Che Janme Janme Prabhu Jama. And who doesn't accept Bhagavata is Mletcha Javan. He must be punished by Jamaraj life after life. What Bhagavatam says? About this marriage. What says? Do you know? Tell me. Do you know? Yes, I am asking you. You are a grihastha, no? Yes, then you must know it. So I am asking you. Yes, what is? What Bhagavata says about this thing? No, about marriage. Evam vevaya prajaya narate. Narate. Isn't it, Maharaj? Evam bevaya prajaya narati, isn't it? You know, Shastra. Isn't it? Bevaya prajaya, bevaya means marriage, is meant for procreating Krishna conscious children, not for sexual desire, fulfillment of sexual desire or sexual enjoyment. Do you understand? Bhagavata says. Spotless proof, Srimad Bhagavata. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, as good as Krishna, who is your well-wishing friend. Bhagavata Janamani Javan is Mletcha Javan, who doesn't accept Bhagavata, must be punished by Jamaraj life after life. Bhagavata says this thing, do you understand? And Gita says also, Srimad Bhagavata says also, isn't it, Maharaj? Gita 7:11 verse. What is that verse? Don't you read Gita? You should understand. Balam balavatam chahum kama raga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatarjava. Isn't it? That is the verse. 7:11. Isn't it, Maharaj? Krishna says, Supreme Lord, Supreme Authority, is your well-wishing friend. What is that? Balam balavatam chahum kama raga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatarjava. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles. And that's sex life. It is not contrary to religious principles. Then what is the religious principle, isn't it? You should understand. You should follow that religious principle in this sex life. When you are a grihastha, accepted a wife, what is that? It says, dharma samatta kama dharma viruddha sopatnyam putrotpati matra hetu. Isn't it? Dharma viruddha sopatnyam putrotpati matra hetu. It's the only reason, only to beget nice children. Krishna conscious children. Therefore you have accepted wife. Do you understand? Grihastha. Huh? Is according to the principles of dharma. Therefore we have 10 types of sanskaras. Vedic sanskaras. Dosavidha sanskara. Beginning from garbhadhana to upanayana. Isn't it? A human being follows this, not the animal will ever follow it. Huh? No! It is not meant for animals. It is meant for human beings, isn't it? Navin Krishna, he knows. Isn't it? It's for you. Then, those who be the sanskara, 10 times sanskara, first is garbhadhana. Huh? First is garbhadhana. Garbhadhana, next punsavana, simantanayana, jata karma, niskramana, namakarana, paustika karma, annaprasana, chudakarana, upanayana. Huh? 10. Beginning from garbhadhana to upanayana. 10. Purificatory ceremony, sanskaras, Vedic. And we follow it. Isn't it? Are you not following? You are a grihastha. You are a grihastha. Are you not following? You should follow. Otherwise, what sort of children will beget? Huh? Huh? Bastard children. Isn't it? As Arjuna says in the first chapter, huh? What is that? Bastard children? Varna Sankara Jayati. It's Varna Sankara. Huh? All the bastard children are failed in society. Therefore, there are so many disturbances in society. No peace, no. What is say? Samruddhi? No prosperity? So many disturbances are because of these bastard children. When they don't follow these Vedic ethics, Vedic principles, Vedic dharma, huh? They are just enjoying sex like animals. Like a worm in the skull. So what will be the outcome? Will there be peace and prosperity? Bastard children will be begotten. Huh? So it is for us. Dharma viruddha. That is it. So what Shastra says, Bhagavatam says this thing. So we have this Samvedya, Garbhadhan Sanskar. In Samveda it has been given. That also we have this regulative principle, no illicit sex, isn't it? No illicit sex. If you are too much attached to your wife, if you utilize your wife only for sexual enjoyment, that is illicit sex. Do you understand? She is not the object of your enjoyment. If you think her like that, Upastha jeyaham bahumanyamana. Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto Bhagavata, Upastha jeyaham bahumanyamana. Why yes? Why she has come? Why have I accepted her as wife? Only for two purposes. Upastha jeyaham. To give pleasure to my palate, to my genital. Upastha jeyam, isn't it? Bahumanyamana. She'll prepare nice dishes for me, palatable dishes, sit beside me, serve me, oh my dear husband, please taste it, fanning me, joking me. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam. How can I forget? Her smiling, her joking, I cannot. All these things are in my mind, is arousing in my mind. How can I forget this thing and remember Krishna? Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyanta rusirastha mantra? Isn't it? What sort of life we are leading? Are we really leading a human life? An animal life. That one should think of. A serious human being. So this said, Samvedya Garbhadhana, that says, There is specific day, a species day. Do you understand? A species day. When you make, it's said also. Smriti Shastra says, Rutusnatayam bharjaya gamana dosaha. Isn't it? Rutusnatayam bharjaya gamana dosaha. Rutusnata means your wife has done Rutusnata, is menstruation period. You say, in English, what do you say? Rutusnana, menstruation period. Menstruation period. Do you understand? Rutusnana. That is some period which is favorable for procreating children. Isn't it? That period comes once a month. Do you understand? The specific time is there. Time, duration is there. And this is, as a husband, your duty. Your wife has done Rutusnan. Now I'll use this word. So you try to understand me. You understand me? Huh? Rutusnan. As a husband, you should go and meet her. It should not avoid. It says, Rutusnatnayam bharja gamanam. Dosha. If you don't go agamana, then dosha. Huh? Dosha, you understand? You commit mistake. You commit a blunder. You commit an offense. Dosha. Also I says, Ruto bharjang mupayat iti. Rutu samayahi bharjang gamanse raga praptam tatra gamanse nindito. Shastra says this thing. Jatha Rutusnatantu Jobharjam Sanidhu Nopagatsati Jobayam Prunahatyayam Patyate Natra Sansa iti Smrute. Isn't it? Smruti Shastra says this thing. Huh? One's wife has done Rutusnana. Do you understand Rutusnana? That period, menstruation period. So I'll use this word. Huh? But if a husband doesn't go to her, then commits mistake of aparat, offense also. What is that? Rutusnatan dobharjam sanita nopagatsati jovayam bhunahatyam pachyate natra sansaya. He commits such a sin, killing of the child in the womb. Bhunahatya dosa. Do you understand? He commits that sin. Huh? He kills the child in the womb. Narake pachyate must go to Narka and suffer there. Do you understand? This Shastra, Smriti Shastra says this thing. This is as husband your duty. So, atayev niyama eva. This is law, niyama. What is? Narutam bhajyam upayadeva. This is law. Huh? Isn't it? Navin Krishna. Rutam bhajya niyama bhajyam upayadeva. If your wife attend that period, menstruation period, this Rutusnan, you should go and give her child. Krishna consults. Therefore, we have this Garbhadhana Sanskara, we have this. And that day, is that auspicious day, you should fix. 15 days time is there. 15 days time from beginning of Rutusnan up to, do you understand? It's 1 month at first beginning, 15 days, that is proper time. So within that period, you fix up an auspicious day. That is for Garbhadhan. That day both husband and wife chant names of Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Krishna Smarana, Vishnu Smarana, specific number is there. Guru says, you must chant, both husband and wife chant this prescribed number of names that day, and that ritual strict ceremony, Garbhadhana Sanskara, you should do. That is some havan, sacrifice, invite Vaishnavas, feed them, serve them, and that is Nisakka, Nisekha, that is mentioned in the calendar, Panjika is Nisekha. That time is there, Nisekha. Do you understand? In Panjika, you find Nisekha. Nisekha means that is the time when both husband and wife meet, conjugate, and husband will give semen into. Do you understand? The wife uttering, there is one mantra in Samveda. Om Dirghayisam Krishna Bhaktam Putram Janaya Subrate. This is a mantra in Samveda. And you utter this mantra and give semen. Do you understand? Both husband and wife will remember Vishnu Krishna. Not question of enjoyment. Then a very nice Krishna Bhakta son will come out. Now in an auspicious moment, this deity was demanding. And therefore, Kasyapa says, please wait. But she was not prepared to wait. So auspicious, so the demons, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu will be begotten now. Such is the result, isn't it? Therefore, this teaching is there before us. Therefore, one should understand this thing. What is our duty as a human being? And Shastra also says, Shastra also condemns this thing. This is that is natural attachment, attraction of a man to a woman and woman to a man. But that's not appreciated. Only attraction is Krishna, isn't it? Only attraction is Krishna. Man will be attracted to Krishna, and woman will be attracted to Krishna. Husband will be attracted to Krishna, and wife will be attracted to Krishna. So we say, we don't condemn this relationship of husband and wife, provided both of them are attracted towards Krishna, not to each other, for sexual enjoyment. This is our relationship. Saito samande samanda amar. Isn't it? Saito samande samanda amar. That is the relationship. Your all sorts of relationships, material relationships here, should base on the relationship with Krishna. We have five types of relationships here. Isn't it? Do you know? Husband and wife relationship, father and son relationship, master and servant relationship, friend relationship, other relationship, isn't it? If you cut your eyes, you will find five categories, isn't it, Navin Krishna? So all these relationships are based on body. It's a bodily relationship, temporary relationship. This gives you trouble, puts you much problem, isn't it? Because you have not established true relationship with Krishna. It's only relationship, eternal relationship, loving relationship. We have eternal loving relationship with Krishna, isn't it? And all these relationships based on Krishna. That's Shastra says. Do you understand? Both. Therefore it says, if you have not established this relationship, then woman or wife is a maya. And on the part of wife, husband is also maya. So if you have really established the relationship with Krishna, our husband and wife relationship, the husband will inspire the wife to be attracted to Krishna, to give pleasure to Krishna. And wife will also inspire husband, please, be attracted to Krishna, please Krishna. Isn't it? What is there? It says, 11th canto, Taksma sruramana khakesa pinadhamantara mansasti rakta krumimit kapavita pita batam jivan chababhadati kanta matir bimura jate padabja makaranda madhighati stri. Isn't it? That is there, 11th canto. I mean, 10th canto, 60th chapter, 10, 60, 45 verse, you see. It says, that is Vimura Stri, builder wife, who has not, who has not been attracted towards Krishna, who is who is not tasting the nectar coming out from the lotus feet of Krishna? Bimurastri. Bewildered. Deluded. What she thinks? Thinks of my husband in outer body. What is there? Thak. Thak means skin, mustaches, hairs, nails, all this outer body. Then inside, maso, asthi, rakta, krumi, vistar, apa, pitta, vayus. The flesh, the bones, the blood, these worms, the stool, the urine, the cup, the bile, the air. All these things are filled in the body. And thinking, she's thinking, oh, this is my husband, which is like this Bhagavad verse says, an olive curves. Curves? You see, sabha? Dead body. You say that word curves? Yes? Olive curves. Yeah, olive curves. Do you understand? My husband. Do you understand me what I say? Bimurastri. It's bewildered, deluded woman. Condemned. And also, in 52 verse of that chapter we find, Krishna says, Jomaṁ bhajanti dāmpatye tapasā vratacarjaya kāmātmana apabhargyesam mohitā mama māyaya. This couple, husband and wife, they also worship Krishna. Offer prayers to Krishna for what purpose? Oh Krishna, please grant us very nice conjugal enjoyment without any hindrance, problem. Do you understand? Very nice, enjoyable, conjugal enjoyment. Please grant us. Krishna says, jo bhajanti dampatye tapasa vratacarjaya khamatmana apavargesam mohita mama maya. They are bewildered by my maya. For this purpose, they are worshipping me, offering prayers unto me, and also undergo severe vrata and tapasya. As if I will fulfill that, this desire. They are mohita mama maya. Builded by my maya. The time is over, though I have enough to say. I'm very sorry. Please excuse me. Thank you very much.